Hi, I'm Melanie.
And I'm Malia.
And you're listening to the White Dress Optional Podcast by Brilliant Bridal.
Life before, during, and after your wedding is full of options, and we are here to help.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the White Dress Optional Podcast. We are talking today about controversial subject, like we like to do here, picking up all the hot topics. We are talking about what to do with kids at weddings. Do you have them? Do you not have them? What do you do with them? It used to not be a thing, Malia.
No, when I got married, it was like not a question. Like all the kids were coming. Like my siblings had kids, my cousins had kids, all the kids were coming. Like it was never an option. But weddings aren't what they were, right? Like they have changed significantly. They are a production, if you will, these days. And so now the hot topic is, do you have kids at weddings? So Mel, did you have kids at your wedding?
We did. We were on like the younger slash kind of first of our friend group to get married. So we didn't have a ton of kids in our orbit necessarily at the time, but I have cousins that are much younger than me. We have the cutest picture of one of my cousins with a pacifier in his mouth. He was like two or three. We definitely had a come one, come all wedding.
Yeah. And we were definitely similar.
Yeah.
Partially just out of like necessity, because all the people I wanted there had kids. So I guess the kids are coming too. But that's not the case anymore. That there are now, the number of weddings I have been to that my kids are not invited to is like more often than not.
I think so.
That kids have not been invited to the wedding. So let's jump in. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about reasons why you shouldn't have a kid at a wedding. The first most obvious is kids can be really disruptive, right? Obviously. And I wonder if this goes back to this idea that like weddings are such a production, like there's like this perfection that we're looking for. Like a kid was crying in the middle of our ceremony. I don't care. Like I tuned it out. Like I wasn't really paying attention to the kid because I was getting married, right. You know, and it wasn't like that bothersome. But now when you spend like
$10,000 on a photographer and a videographer and, you know, capturing these moments, and maybe you even have like people I know, in addition to their photographer and videographer, will have like specifically a social media photographer there to get all of like the social media angles. When you've invested tens of thousands of dollars, you don't want that baby interrupting those Instagrammable moments. Is that what it comes down to?
It's got to be, right? Like there's got to be something about that. And I think there's some other things that we'll bring up here in a second that I think are part of it, but I think that is a big part of it. Like you have this perfect moment in your mind and you don't want it to like any disruptions to that. And I will say, like, if you have friends that have kids and they're not well behaved, they will not then magically be well behaved at your wedding. Like it doesn't mean that like if you invite them or and you put them in like nicer clothes, they'll be better. So like don't invite them, right? Like it's not going to get any better. You know what I'm saying?
If anything, it might get worse because they're probably in like a situation they've never been in. It is like overstimulating for their senses. They're probably going to have a ton of sugar. Like if anything, they'll be worse.
Agreed. I think the other reason, and there are several, but another reason is cost. I think one of the biggest things is like the people ask me all the time, like, how do I cut cost on my wedding? Like, what if I cut here or cut there? The best way to cut cost on your wedding, so sorry to tell you, is to cut your guest count. And a quick guest count cut would be kids. Now, you could argue that kids don't drink, so they're not going to up your bar bill, and kids' meals are cheaper at a wedding. I know at our wedding, like kids had like mac and cheese and chicken nuggets, and they were significantly cheaper than everybody else's plates. But it is costly to have that many more chairs and table settings, and most venues just go off of how many people you're bringing, and that's how much it costs.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I want to circle back a little bit to the disruptive part too, because I think like we've gotten so, perfection obsessed or something. But what are you eliminating? What kind of like richness are you eliminating from your wedding if those people aren't there? I'm specifically thinking of kids that are probably family, you know, maybe not your friend's kids, unless you're close with them. But I think you have to consider too what you're losing in terms of the community aspect of who is going to be there. And I get that that's not a priority for everyone, but if that is something that's important to you, I feel like you have to weigh all of the things. Like, what are the unknowns that kids could bring? What is the cost that they're going to bring? But also, what is going to be missing from your day if they're not there? I don't think it's as easy as like a number on a spreadsheet, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Right. Like, I could not imagine not having kids at my wedding. Like, I'm so close with my nieces and my nephews and family in that regard that there's no way I would have missed out on that. And I have very strong opinions about this because I love bringing my kids to weddings. Like, my kids are a blast. They love to dance. They like get into it. And my kids can also sit through a ceremony. So like, I'm always bummed when they don't get invited because I think they would just have such a great time.
Sure.
You know, like, my kids are a good time and they like to party and I think they would just like find it so fun. So like, yeah. Whenever kids aren't invited, I'm disappointed. And I agree with you about the community aspect. For me, it's like, this is like a rite of passage into the world that like, I want my kids to witness and see like what this looks like. So when they're older, they know what it looks like. You know, like, there's something about this moment feels like such a big life moment. And then to have to feel like you're excluding people. So I am team kid at weddings and I always will be. And I could understand like if you're doing a destination wedding and you're far away and like it may not make sense in that sense. But like if we're family or we're nearby, I'm always bummed when my kids are not invited.
Yeah, I think I would generally say I am pro kids at wedding, but I also think I would probably say I'm a little, I'll just take the diplomatic stance and I'll say, I think it depends. That's where I can make reasonable arguments for both, but.
Well, let's talk about this because you went to a wedding recently that your kids were not invited to. It was a family wedding and they just didn't have the room and space. And like for them, when you said it, like they didn't know where to draw the line on like who gets invited and who doesn't. So talk about that experience and then like how they did incorporate your kids.
Yeah, it was a really tough situation because this is on my husband's side of family, which there's two sets of siblings on my husband's side, same mom and dad, but they're like 16 years apart. It was almost like they had two different families. So the older sibling, and my husband's the youngest, the older siblings have kids who are our nieces and nephews, but they're like in their mid to late 20s. And we adults. Go, yeah, they're adults. And but then, so my kids are their cousins. But my kids are in elementary school. So it's just kind of a, you know, strange family dynamic that we have a little bit. So they desperately wanted, there's four younger cousins in our family that they wanted at the wedding. But on the groom's side, there was a lot of kids that they were not necessarily close to and were not maybe necessarily the most behaved typed kids. But in terms of the like familial closeness, they were kind of on par. And so it was really, they couldn't really say, well, these kids are family and these kids are not. So we're not invited. You know, it was kind of an all or nothing thing. And unfortunately they had to choose to make it a no kid wedding, which they were literally crying when they told us this. Like, it was a very hard decision. And me being in the industry, like I knew all the factors that went into it and I had grace for their decision. It didn't upset me. And I probably had more fun at their wedding than I would have if my kids were there. There are for sure pictures of me at that wedding that I don't want on the internet. But because they were so, you know, wanting them there, they found other ways to incorporate them in different aspects of their wedding planning. So when they did their cake tasting, they invited all the kids to come taste the cakes with them and help them, you know, make those decisions or whatever. They, my niece, who is 7 and like the girliest of girls, went to where all of the bridesmaids were getting ready and the bride was getting ready that day and got in on all the hair and makeup goodness. And the day after the wedding, they had a big brunch for everyone that was still in town that the kids were a big part of. So they really went out of their way to find these other ways to bring the kids in. And I think if you're in a situation like that, which I know a lot of couples are, either like we were saying, for cost, for not knowing where to draw the line, like there's lots of reasons. I think that's a really fun way, if those kids are local to you, where you're living or where you're planning the wedding, find other ways to bring them in. They will love it. And hopefully your families are understanding about all of the factors that go into making those decisions.
Sure. And I would assume that the kids didn't care because they were probably all together having a great cousin night anyway. You know, yeah. Like, they were probably
they were disappointed because we're such a close family and they love these. But yes, when it came down to it, we made sure that they had a good night with a great babysitter, and you know, it was fine.
That's great. And I like the way that they found ways to incorporate them in other aspects.
Yeah.
Which I love. Okay. You touched on this a little bit, but I think one of the other reasons why people say like, let's not have kids at weddings is because it becomes like a parent's night out. Like we can like let loose a little bit more than maybe we would. Maybe your wedding may not be as PG as it might need to be. And if you're worried about kids being around, you know, drunken adults, maybe this isn't the place for them. It can also be a late night for kids, and they either can't hang that late or parents have to leave early. So if you don't want your guests to leave early, that might be a good reason to make it, you know, a kid-free wedding. But I will say on the other end, like when people are like, oh, it's a parent's night out. Yeah, but now I have to find a babysitter. And sometimes finding a babysitter is harder, especially for a late night wedding or if it's like further away wedding. So or,
like weddings are long too. It's not like you're getting a babysitter for like a date night for dinner and a movie. I mean, you're talking about like 6, 7, 8 hours maybe.
Hours. And it's a expensive babysitter.
Yeah. I know there are services that like provide childcare at weddings. And I'm sure that's totally dependent on your venue, your situation. But if you are in a space where that's a possibility, like I think that would be a great thing to provide your guests. If it's a destination wedding and everybody's at hotels anyway, you know, like maybe find some ways to incorporate that, even if it's like past a certain hour, past 9 o'clock. Okay, all the kids are gonna
go watch a movie somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Or, yeah. And then the parents be rowdy.
Right. And we kind of did that for our wedding a little bit. So we had like a family friend come in and like came to the wedding, came to the reception. And then at our reception, there was like a side room that we had like coloring books and crayons, and like she could go wrangle kids and like play with them in there. So like parents could go dance and enjoy conversation. The kids could go play in the other room. They had like games and other things. And I think that worked really well for us as well. Like it gave the kids somewhere else to go. And then it gave the parents like, oh, I know somebody's watching my child right now. So that could be something you could try. You could also do like little packs for the ceremony, like coloring books, games, like little, like, you know, as they come into the wedding, they get a little, treasure pack and they get to like play with things during the ceremony. That might be a good way if you're worried about the ceremony, them staying quiet. I also saw this on the internet that somebody had the officiant ask all the kids to please stay quiet and promise them cake after, which I thought was adorbs, right? Like, so cute. Like, of course, just be like, I promise you cake if you guys stay really good. Because, you know, cake is coming anyway. Yeah. I'm all about bribing children. I have no problem with that at a fancy special event. We can do that. So promise them dessert, cookies, or something else later that they're going to get anyway. Might be a cute way to do it. But again, I'm pro kids at weddings. I think there are things you do, but I get it. I get it when it doesn't make sense. And I get it when it like can't make it work, you know?
Yeah, I get it too. And I think again, like I think it just depends on what your situation is and what your priorities are. We talk about that a lot. Like when you're starting your wedding planning journey, what are your priorities? Are your priorities having a community wedding, having all the important people there? Are there kids in your life that are important to you? Or are there people in your life with kids that are important to you that would make it difficult for them to be there if kids, you know, like there's so many things to have to consider. And so I honestly think that sometimes that like teasing out of priorities is maybe why couples just fall back to, okay, no kids, like this is too hard. Like we can't make all these decisions. So we're just going to say no kids. But if you have the time to spend on thinking through some of those things, or maybe even reach out to some of those people and say, like, hey, these are some of the decisions we're having to make, like, what would work for you, or how, what would be helpful for you, or what would make this enjoyable for you? We really want you to have a good time at our wedding. Like, I think people would appreciate having those conversations, especially if there's a close relationship. But yeah, I get it. I get that it's not always possible. You have to do what you have to do.
Yeah. And I hope these ideas are helpful. Like, if you can't have kids, here's some things you do. If you are having kids, here's some things you can do. Cause we want this to be helpful and useful and educational and give you options so you don't feel so stuck one way or the other.
Yeah. And like you said, there's I've seen the coloring packs that, I'm sure it's on Etsy is where I've seen it before, but they almost will do like a kid version of your wedding program. Mm-hmm. And you can like color the bride, you can color the groom, you can, you know, the kids can follow along with the events that are happening in the ceremony, but in a way that they can relate to. And, you know, obviously, if, you know, we haven't even talked about like flower girls, ring bearers, like that aspect. And I think a lot of weddings are actually not even having those participants anymore because of not wanting kids at the wedding or not having kids at the wedding. But if you are going to have those kids at the wedding, you're going to have to figure out how to incorporate them either into the ceremony or into the reception. Like, you're going to have to think about some of these things anyway. Maybe that's easier to do with two kids if you're having one flower girl and one ring bearer. But
we had our four nieces as our flower girls and they were little. And I was behind the door, so I didn't see what happened, but like the oldest took off, walked down. The next youngest, like, kind of followed behind, like a good 10 feet behind. And the third just stood at the top and didn't move. And one of them was a baby. So the baby got carried down, but just didn't move. And then like my mom had to run up the aisle, which she loved, and like brought her back down because she just like froze. And she wasn't like scared or mad. She just is like, I'm just going to stand here because I don't know what else to do. So my mom went and got her. But like right before they opened the doors for me, the venue coordinator was like, oh, there was such a big problem with the flower girls. And that's what I heard before I walked down the aisle. Mm-hmm. So I think about that all the time because turns out it wasn't, and it was really cute and everybody loved it. And we made our flower girls, because they were so little, we made them flower fairies. They had wings. It was like a whole thing. Oh. It was like precious. And so like everybody's like, no, it was so cute. It was awesome. And here I am like about to walk down the aisle being like, what happened with them? What was awful? You know? But they ended up being a really sweet part of the day. And that's a sweet part of our story with the flower girls, you know, trying to make it down the aisle. But
I attempting. Think you do. Yeah. Like we're saying, I think you do miss out on some of those moments, but I don't know if this day and age, if that would be considered like a big faux pas, you know, they didn't do. I think there's some people that are super chill and would roll with it like you guys did. And then some people that probably wouldn't, I don't know.
Well, and I think you could also like have somebody, like you could have a babysitter pick up your kids. Like went to a wedding that my kids were a flower girl and a ring bearer in. And we had one of our parents come and pick them up partway in like after dinner, and because we knew it was going to be late and they went home and then we got to stay. So like that could be an option too. Like maybe you only have kids for the part that they are in the ceremony, like have your flower girl ring bearer and then arrange for them to leave. Or like you said, bring in babysitters, because that might be, you know, a better fit for people anyway. They get to be there for part of it, but not, you know, be there the whole time.
Yeah. Basically what we're saying, guys, is there's lots of options available to you.
Do it or don't do it. You know?
Do it or don't do it. Do a hybrid option. I think the thing that is maybe important here is, I think with a lot of things that we have dove into on the podcast this season, with the vow coach, with even some of the conversation about dogs and bringing your dogs together or dogs at weddings, like some of these things you don't think about when you start planning your wedding, and they might not be on your like traditional wedding planning checklist, but these are the types of things that require a little bit more intentionality and a little bit more time, conversations, and really thinking through the nuances of things. It's not so easy as saying like, okay, bouquet done, got the florist, you know, it might be an ongoing process a little bit to figure out where you're going to land. And I would just say, hopefully you have a timeline that allows for you to think through some of these things intentionally to really land on what is comfortable for you and your partner and your family and all the parties involved.
Yeah, I agree. I love it. Hopefully this was helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks, guys. Reach out to us anytime. We're at White Dress Optional on Instagram. We always love hearing from you. We actually have an AUA episode coming up soon. So if you have burning questions for us that you would like us to answer, send those in on the DMs. Our team will get those over to us. And we will see you next week with another episode of the White Dress Optional podcast. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the White Dress Optional podcast. Follow us on Instagram and YouTube at White Dress Optional to keep up with all the latest podcast episodes, news, giveaways, and more.
You can also email us at podcast@brilliantbridal.com. And as always, we would love it if you would leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts.